This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Tokyo reported 3,177 new coronavirus cases Wednesday, setting an all-time high and exceeding 3,000 for the first time. This comes just days after the start of the Olympics. The new cases exceeded the record set the previous day and brought the total for the Japanese capital to nearly 207,000 since the pandemic began early last year. Reaction continues around the world to news Simone Biles' bid for a record 6 gold medals at the Tokyo Games has ended. She abruptly dropped out of the women's team final Tuesday and watched as the United States surrendered their title to Russia. U.S. gold medal swimmer Katie Ledecky says as a high-profile athlete, she can empathize with Simone Biles' decision to withdraw from some gymnastics events for her mental well-being.
I know that the Team USA swimmers certainly support her and the U.S. gymnastics team and all of our teammates. And mental health is so important. Physical health is so important. And it's no different being Olympians.
And world number one ranked men's tennis star Novak Djokovic says he also empathizes with the pressures elite athletes face every day.
I can't say I don't see it or I don't hear it. Of course, it's there. But I've learned, I've developed the mechanism how to deal with it in such a way that it will not pose distraction to me. It will not wear me down. I feel I have enough experience to know myself how to step on the court and play my best tennis.
Fully vaccinated people in the United States and European Union will be allowed to travel to England without having to quarantine on arrival. The UK government made the announcement Wednesday. The transportation minister tweeted, "We're helping reunite people with friends and loved ones." This is VOA News. The U.S. Treasury Department said Wednesday it had imposed sanctions on 8 Syrian prisons run by Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's intelligence apparatus and 5 senior officials who control the sites where human rights abuses have taken place. The Treasury Department also put sanctions on a Syrian armed group which operates in northern Syria for abuses against civilians, as well as on 2 of the group's leaders, it said in a statement. An official said, quote, "This action demonstrates the United States' strong commitment to targeting human rights abuses in Syria, regardless of the perpetrator," end quote. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Afghanistan could become a pariah state if the Taliban continued its tactics of committing atrocities and taking over the country by force. At a news briefing, he said peace negotiations over Afghanistan's future must gather pace. Blinken made the statement during a joint press conference with India's External Affairs Minister in New Delhi during his visit to India. He will meet Prime Minister Narendra Modi later Wednesday. Meanwhile, Russia said Wednesday it was beefing up the combat capabilities of its military base in Tajikistan and training local soldiers, as Moscow warned that Islamic State militants were moving into neighboring Afghanistan. Russia's defense minister was in Tajikistan Wednesday for talks. He said the security situation had rapidly deteriorated in Afghanistan amid a U.S. troop withdrawal. That withdrawal has prompted Moscow to prepare for a potentially major security challenge on the edge of its Muslim-majority Central Asian backyard. At a time of widespread digital insecurity, it turns out the oldest and simplest computer fix there is, turning a device off and then back on, can thwart hackers from stealing information from smartphones. APZ Donahue has more on the National Security Agency's recommendations.
The NSA issued a best practices guide for mobile device security. Its cybersecurity technical director, Neil Ziering, says one is very simple. He has his smartphone set up to automatically restart every night.
Your phone knows where it is on the earth, and it will, under many circumstances, share that information with external parties.
Ziering says rebooting won't always work. Also, keep track of your apps.
When you're done with one, you're not going to use it anymore. Uninstall it, because by doing that, you keep your attack surface more bounded.
The NSA has even simpler advice to really make sure hackers aren't secretly recording off your smartphone. Don't carry it with you. I'm Ed Donahue.
By remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.